All right. And the next couple of people are Eddie Fitch, if he's here, Sandra Waddick, and Dorothea. And then Ed. So let's welcome Chris Robbins.
Thank you. All right, I got one poem for you tonight. This one's called God's Tapestry. Now is a time for us to quilt a universal tapestry. We'll bind it with the thread of love, because the tapestry patches are you and me. Soul train musicians beating drums, blowing sax and paying dues, echo songs from Chicago to Harlem, providing the rhythm to cure the blues. Hebrew descendants drew out of the water a way to challenge oppressive gloom. With humanitarian grace and goodwill, they bravely plant forests to make deserts bloom. The one who broke the bonds of earth and rose to heaven gives us inspiration to love one another just like he does and ascend beyond our limitations. Celtic harp music of the Emerald Isle diligently carries across the sea the soldiers and horses of old world Europe to begin anew with liberty. We need all shades for God's tapestry, wherever you're from, no matter how far. We'll welcome you with an Asian Waini or a hearty Latino, como esta. Cranking hard rock from a car stereo, children and teenagers ride into town and shout, "Here I come. No wasteland for me. I will grow up, but I won't back down." Folks in their twilight years giving thanks for fruitful years and being alive, hear the tinkling of cradle bells and exclaim, "Let's stand to attention. A new member arrives." Men of strength who forge and build our houses, a nation with pride and tools, teach us that to pursue fulfillment goals, you first have to learn some fundamental rules. Women of valor fight to save their sisters from drowning in cruelest rain when they sing in a voice of thunder and stage a domestic violence prevention campaign. Although blocked from hearing, your fingers flash truth. Written with left hand, your verse turns out right. You sing the most beautiful golden oldies songs and never bow to limits, although you lack sight. Autistic spectrum kids decode esoteric doctrines of social mystery. When they sketch their ideas, they add yet another shade to the rainbow of diversity. Afflicted people who eternally struggle to keep their inner demons at bay, and Down syndrome angels who give hugs and smiles are dancing through fog, but they'll turn out okay. And you too can join us wherever you're from, the Middle East or Palestine, whether you're Eskimo, Hindu, or Cherokee, or Buddhist. You fit the picture just fine. Ever since our outdated tribal perceptions were shattered in one too many tragedies, the old dividing lines no longer apply. We all belong in God's tapestry. Thanks very much. May I speak, Chris?
Thank you.